This is a podcast about Chris Singleton and the Distractions and their new album, Lady Gasoline. Chris has been called one of the most promising songwriters to emerge this year by Clash magazine, and his music has been described as some of the best pop rock you're likely to hear this or any year by the Irish Times. In this podcast, Chris introduces each track on the new album and talks about the influences behind each one.
Hello, this is Chris Singleton from Chris Singleton and the Distractions, and you're listening to a podcast about our new album, Lady Gasoline.
I gotta get myself together, I gotta get me right. Saw you at the disco beneath the neon lights, dancing with the rich kids at Hollywood nights. I gotta get myself together, I gotta get me right. I cannot see.
This album's a bit different from my first record, Twisted City. I played most of the instruments myself on Twisted City, but I brought in a fantastic group of musicians called the Distractions to help me do this record. They've helped to give it a really live, energetic sound.
You nasty little monkey, you dirty little thief. You heard all my best lines and then you fell asleep.
Those two tracks were called Let Me Out and Lose It, and in case it wasn't blindingly obvious, the Stone Roses are a bit of an influence. I wanted the album to have a lot of different styles on it though, so for the next track, we took a stab at disco.
Features the first ever bass solo I've had on a record, and that was Zane Martens from The Distractions playing it. The most fun song to record on the album is possibly the next one, Lou Reed. I'm a big Lou Reed fan, and this is sort of a tribute to him.
I guess I must have met you in a rock and roll band. Acting kind of cool, played guitar left hand. But it doesn't matter, 'cause you see, you ain't ever gonna be Lou Reed. You want it your way, and you want it now. You want it always, but you don't know how.
That song sounds so much like Lou Reed that there was only one title I could give it. Lou Reed. This song is called Caught in the Sun, and there's various sonic influences behind it. A bit of U2, a bit of Neil Young, and an old band called Engine Alley from Dublin.
Oh, is it words that turn my insides out? Or just a fear that you
wondering why the album is called Lady Gasoline. It sounds like a 70s porno. Lady Gasoline is kind of like a character for me who runs through all the songs, and she sums up all the experiences and the feelings that inspired them. Although all the tracks on the album are about different relationships or people, Lady Gasoline is kind of like the unifying thing. It's the way that I approach relationships badly. Heard some nice soulful vocals towards the end of that clip there. They weren't from me, they're from John Gibbons, my backing singer. He's a brilliant artist in his own right, and you can check him out at www.folksoulbrother.com. The next track starts with another singer as well, actually, called Jane Fraser. This is probably my most Beatley song on the record, and it's called Soul the World. Came with a bang. I found out that our electrician played trumpet, so I got him round into my studio and we recorded him over and over and over again to create a really big trumpet sound on the opening section of the song.
Nothing you could show me that could ever stop me.
That was a bit of You Came With a Bang. There's no electricians or trumpets on the next track, which is called Blood. There's loads of wah-wah pedal on it though, which is one of my favourite guitar sounds. Guiltier Music Pleasures is glam rock, and for the next number, Valium, I got the band to be as glam as they possibly could. Speaking of the Beatles, I was very lucky to get the opportunity to master this album at Abbey Road Studios in London with a guy called Steve Rook. He's the chap who did the recent Beatles remasters, so it was great working with him and very interesting to hear about how he did all the Beatles stuff. Saturday was such a drag. Saturday. I love the guitar playing on that song by Stelios Kalisperides, the guitarist with the Distractions, and also the piano playing by Andy Fleet. Well, we're nearly at the end of the podcast now. Thanks very much for listening. There's one more clip to play you. It's from a song called Mama Miss Americana. The idea behind this song was to create something that sounded a bit like Dylan, but as with a lot of my other music, it ended up sounding a bit glam rock. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. The album is due for release in April or May 2010. If you go to my website, www.chrissingletonmusic.com, you'll be able to find out all about that and where you can buy the album. Regular guy.